The ACGC Chargers boys track team is off to a good start after finishing first at the Griswold Stanton Co-Ed meet and second place in last week's meet at Van Meter High School. These boys are always competing at a very high level at everything that they go out to do. ACGC has multiple underclassmen who are working hard out on the track every day, and that hard work has been showing up in their times.
We're constantly competing at a very high level. I think that's what complements our boys and our team is there's so many kids that are close in regards to times and their training levels and where what they're running. It's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, it's like, you know, when you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterback type thing. Right. We have about six kids who are 400 meter kids. They're all the same. So the negative is you have six kids who are all the same. The positive is you have six kids who are all the same. And out of those six, eight kids, about 90% of them are sophomores. So that's really exciting for the future.
Head coach Cody Mathewson has seen the sophomore class step up this season and is already matching up with multiple seniors on the team. This not only grows the strength of the team, but also the program moving forward.
Well, I think it goes back to our success in the past. And even back to last year, you had kids who set the expectation and had a lot of success at the state track meet. You had a freshman class who are now sophomores that we're speaking of, but they were a part of that team and got to witness that firsthand and got to be, you know, teammates with those individuals and still are teammates with some of those individuals who competed at the state track meet and brought home, you know, hardware. So it's one of those things where our kids are constantly hungry for success. They're gym rats. They work their tails off. And it doesn't matter. And that's kind of when it comes to those meets like Van Meter. And as we have Earlham in a home meet, you know, there's some different approaches we're taking and some shuffling some guys around just to see times.
One athlete that really stands out this season is Trayton Schneider, who high jumped 5'8" in the last meet at Van Meter. He's a multi-sport athlete who has really shown an extensive amount of growth over the course of his career in terms of both the high jump and the hurdles.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. And it's you know, it's to me with a kid, you know, and I talked about this with Coach Jago is, you know, Trayton had a bigger role on the football field this fall. Trayton was a starter for us and a senior and had a little bit more bigger role. So he was coached with a very high expectation to be a starter. He then took those coaching points and he's way more coachable now as a senior going into high jump. And a kid who didn't clear 5'8" last year goes out in the first meet of the year and clears 6 foot. And, you know, Shago, who works with the high jumpers, you know, he's like, he's just so much more willing to listen and he's coachable. And to me, that is what's is unseen when we talk about multi-sport athletes.
The ultimate goal has been set high this season for ACGC. They'll go out to Earlham tonight and host a home meet on Thursday that will help to continue that progress towards their goal of being a top three team and bringing home a trophy. If these standards are set year after year, these athletes will step into a new role while showing they could be successful out on the track.
The ultimate goal is to win the whole dang thing, and that's not always easy to do, but we were goals to be a top three team and bring home a trophy, and that's kind of where we're trying to go to as well. So it doesn't matter what happened in the past. It doesn't matter who we graduated. We're a fifth place team, but the standard and expectation of our program is to step in, next guy step up, and be basically a staple of consistency for our kids and show that it doesn't matter year after year. It's guys step up and guys are going to be ready to go, and the expectations stay the same, but the kids change, and that's what's fun is those kids take that and they run with it, and that's what makes, you know, our program a lot of fun.
ACGC will travel to Earlham tonight to take on local schools Earlham, Nottoway Valley, and Panorama. The meet will start at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.